Well, of the movies that did get released this year, it seemed like a lot of them were made in 3D, from Alice in Wonderland in March to this weekend's release of Gulliver's Travels. 2010 was the year of 3D movies. And our film critic, Bob Mondello, I believe is considering whether to file a disability claim after having to sit through all of them, Bob.
Just for eyesight.
And by the way, if you're looking for a good eye doctor, Bob, we can talk after the show.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm curious about this trend, Bob. And in honor of this conversation, I have asked our engineer, Sean Phillips, to work his magic so we can have this conversation, the first radio conversation in 3D ever, ever recorded. Sean, can you hit
Sounds
it?
Sounds interesting.
Bob Mondello, welcome back to the program.
Why, thank you. It's very exciting to be here. I feel like I have added depth.
Yeah, this is going to be a historic moment in radio history. but I don't know how long... I don't know how long I can tolerate it. Shall we kill this historic moment?
Oh, I'm all right.
Okay, much
that
better.
That was wild.
We are back to our one-dimensional selves, Bob, you and I.
One-dimensional.
I know that there were a lot of 3D movies this year, and I've seen, you know, ads all over the place, but did they do well? I mean, was Hollywood's effort worth it?
Oh, they were huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's actually the big deal this year. Let me see. 5 of the top 10 movies of the year were in 3D. Huh. Toy Story 3, Alice in Wonderland, Despicable Me, Shrek Forever After, and How to Train Your Dragon.
Wow.
And if you go a little further, 10 of the top 20. I was doing the calculations, and they made something over $2 billion.
Oh. Now, when I've been in the theaters watching a 3D film, and you go to the theaters, obviously, but a lot of times you're watching it with fellow movie critics. Do other movie critics do what regular people do in the theater? They'll start to sort of reach out into thin air in front of them?
I can tell you that we all did it on U2 3D, all of us. I mean, there was a point where I actually almost tapped the guy in front of me on the shoulder and asked him to put down his hands until I realized that they weren't his hands because it looked like everybody was waving their arms.
Did you touch Bono?
I would have reached out and touched Bono. That would have been very exciting.
why now? Why is 3D coming back now?
Well, I remember a couple of years ago, Jeffrey Katzenberg came to town. He was wandering all over the country talking to critics about this neat new format he had. And it wasn't really new. It was 3D, and we all knew about that. And it was hard to get very excited. And then he started showing us some clips. And you suddenly realized what this would do. When something was in 3D, if you took off the glasses briefly and you looked at the screen, it's all fuzzy. And it was clear that this was designed to keep people from pirating movies, that you can't take a picture of the screen.
So you can't pirate these movies?
You can't pirate the movies.
Out of all the 3D films made this year, were they all conceived as 3D films, or were some of them...
Boy, I wish.
Yeah, I mean, so some of them were made originally as 2D and then sort of 3D-ified?
3D-ified, yeah, deified. That's a nice... almost. They tried to add a dimension to Clash of the Titans, and it looked silly. It looked like a pop-up book or something like that, where the images in front were just pushed into a different
place.
But
it still made a lot of money.
It did make a lot of money. It was up there in the top 20, but it really wasn't good. When they go back and do this afterwards, and it's not a digital animation picture where if you have the original digital images, it's easy to manipulate them.
Yeah.
But if it's photography, you can't reshoot it in 3D. Actually, Jim Cameron, who did Avatar, is going to go back and make a 3D version of Titanic.
Huh.
And I'll bet that'll be interesting because if anybody is going to do this right, it's him.
Bob, as we look ahead to 2011, are there any films that interest you, any 3D films?
Actually, there are a couple that I'm intrigued by because I've seen the trailers. Mm-hmm. And I know this is going to sound silly. Mars Needs Moms from Disney. It sounds really silly, but it has a very basic premise.
What is going on?
Fact is, Mars needs moms. So the aliens are stealing them from Earth to raise their own kids.
And there's another one called Rio, which is from the Ice Age folks.
Oh, yeah.
And I like those pictures. It's about a macaw that has lived all its life in a cage and then gets out in Brazil and has to learn to fly.
Bobo here can't fly.
Don't worry, Blue. It's in your DNA. Fun, right?
Now, flying is something that is perfect for 3D, right?
Yeah,
I mean, oh, my God, I'm up high. So I'm looking forward to both of those.
That's our film critic, Bob Mondello, here in 3D in the studio. Bob, thank you very
I'm
much.
Flying.